welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie. Grab you a cup of coffee and get ready to listen to some great music and hopefully be encouraged by this podcast and some scriptures to lift you up. That was my featured artist, Phelan and Natalie, and I sure hope I said the name right. I have not actually got to meet them, but they did submit this wonderful music, and I love this version of Nothing But the Blood. I absolutely love the opportunity on my podcast to be able to make a little bit of money, and so we're going to take a break and listen to this sponsored ad, and if anyone would like to sponsor my podcast themselves personally, I would love to run ads for you for your ministry, your music, a business or something. So just let me know. And you can always go to dreamcatcher320.com to contact me. But let's take a moment to hear from my ad, my sponsored ad. All right. So I titled this podcast, Anxious. I can't say that word very well. Anxious Season Trumped by Thanksgiving. And you know what? We are definitely in a season that we could be really anxious and walking in fear, the unknown, the civil unrest in our country, all the things, the pandemic, everything going around in the actual, just the whole entire world is something crazy going on pretty much everywhere right now. So we could get anxious if we allow ourselves to be fed, news or posts on social media. People are arguing, believers are arguing. There's just so much. It's the Republicans against the Democrats, it's the conservatives against the liberals, however you want to put it. It's, the anxiousness of having to wear a mask or, wondering if, you're going to be contagious to somebody else. Just so much going on in the world that could leave us absolutely walking in fear. My favorite scripture here that I'm going to be sharing in the notes is called, it's found in Philippians 4:6. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation," and we have a situation here in America. I'm sure you have a situation wherever you're at in your personal life. But it says, "In every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Philippians 4:6. And then if you go on to verse 7, it talks about the peace of God. That if we do these things, it will have the peace of God in our lives. And I actually had that pulled up, but somehow I have lost that verse 7 to read the actual verse to you. But in this, I'm just saying that we have a lot to be anxious about, but we have something that trumps it. We have thanksgiving. We have things that we can be thankful for in our lives. For me, I am so thankful that even though I wasn't really expecting to, move back to from Texas to Oklahoma 3 years ago, almost 4 years now, that I am so thankful for it. I am thankful to be here in a home that I was able to purchase. I'm thankful that I can be here if my kids call me and they want me to babysit or they want me to go somewhere with them. Or the fact that they just know they could drive over here. They couldn't drive to me before. I am thankful for social media, even though it's gone crazy. All these people are talking about mass exiting of Twitter and Facebook and doing all this new stuff. I'm not going to get into all that, but I'm thankful for the social media because without it, we wouldn't be able to spread the gospel. We wouldn't be able to do these podcasts. We wouldn't be able to spread hope to people. I am thankful that I still live in a free country. Those are rights that, we sometimes feel like are being threatened right now with all the politics. But right now, we still are more free than any country in this world. So I'm thankful for that. So many things that we can be, stirring ourselves up and thanking God for that will trump those anxious thoughts. Make a grateful list. There's so much we can do. As believers, we kind of feel like we're being, I don't know, maybe ostracized or picked on for being conservative, for having morals, for having things that we stand up for and we fight for. But 1 Peter 3:14 says, "But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats and do not be frightened." What a powerful verse. We really don't have to fear the threats that are coming around through the media, and who knows what's real and what's not, but we don't have to fear because God says we are blessed. He's going to take care of us. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For the Spirit of God does not make us timid. It does not give us fear, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Now, we have to be self-disciplined right now to not walk in fear. We have to get up. We have to stir ourselves up. We have to make that grateful list. We have to pray. We have to praise. We have to put on worship music. We have to turn off some of the news feeds. There's so much discipline that comes into protecting the peace that is in our hearts that God puts there because He is peace. And if we don't feed ourselves with things that are peaceful, then that peace is going to be lost in the middle of the noise and the junk. Isaiah 35:4 says, "Say to those fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance and divine retribution. He will come to save you." We have to speak to our minds. We have to speak to our hearts. We have to remind ourselves that God will be vengeful in this situation, that he will be justful in this situation, that he is not going to leave us in the middle of this mess. We are not promised a rose garden. We're not promised that we won't go through hard times, but God is going to be our safety. It's under his wings that we have to go run and be protected and hide ourselves in him. So don't think that just because we can throw some scriptures out there that it doesn't mean that things might not be tough around us, but we have to find the other things to focus on while that storm's raging out there. You know, when there's storms going on and like tornado season or whatever, you know, a lot of times parents will distract their children when the, you know, sirens are going off and they're having to get down in the cellar or in the bathtub and protect themselves. They'll distract them with something fun to focus on, something, you know, maybe a word game or something that they can look at, a tablet with, you know, a good movie. So it's the same thing. The storm's going around us, but we have to focus on God. We have to focus on his word. We have to focus on the great, amazing things that we have, the food that we have in our homes to feed ourselves, the utilities that we have in our home to keep ourselves warm or cool. So we have to just renew our mind and keep ourselves focused. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and they will not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Oh, that is one of my favorite scriptures. So we have to put our hope in God. We have to put our hope in the fact that he has us under his wings, the fact that he has everything worked out in his timing and in his ways. And we're going to end this with 1 John 4:18. Says there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So we have to focus on his love. I know that this is something that sometimes is hard for us to grasp because of the things that we've went through in our life. It's something that I struggle with. It's something that a lot of people struggle with. We have to know that he is love. We have to know that we are loved. And then we have to know all that to be able to love other people. And that will radiate out and get rid of the fear that's around us. If we're walking in peace and we have that love, we'll bring peace to other people. And you know, I talk about a lot of things, but this one just felt like I needed to really encourage people and really speak the word of God today. And, you know, I just want to bring peace to myself so that I can bring peace to you and peace to others. And let me tell you, I've struggled. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I know that the fact that my body has gotten so much worse over the last few months in this year is because of the pandemic and the stress and the lies of the media and the blah, 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 people constantly on the uproar. And it has stressed my body, and I have got to get focused. I've got to get peace. I've got to stay thankful for what I have. So I'm just encouraging you. I'm encouraging myself by this podcast. Remember, there is no fear in love. And we are going to end this podcast by an amazing song by Phelan and Natalie, and it is The Gift of Love. So please enjoy it. I believe it's one of the most powerful Christmas songs, because yes, I am doing Christmas music already. It is very powerful. It is very true. The gift of love came to us in a manger, and then he died on a cross and was resurrected so that we could have peace, so that we could not be anxious. So please enjoy this music. Go to the notes and go to their website. Check out the rest of their music. Check out all the events that they're at, things that they're doing, and God bless y'all. Thank you for listening in. Be sure to check out my website, dreamcatcher320.com. And hey, by the way, I put the link to the YouVersion Bible app on there. It's real easy to access, and you can even have it on your phone. God bless y'all, and thanks for listening in.
All the gold of the world, the riches and the fame, can't amount to the gift of love. All the sparkling of the diamonds, the things we might obtain, tantamount to the gift of love. His gift of love, wrapped up in a manger. His gift of love for the friend and for the stranger. His gift of love, freely given to all men if we'll receive him. Invite him in, this gift of love. Gift of love, it will bring miracles, healing to your soul. The gift of love, it will bring purpose, comfort, strength, and hope. It gives rest to the weary, it mends all that is broke. The gift of love, the gift of love, the gift of love. Wrapped up in a manger, the gift of love for the friend and for the stranger. His gift of love, freely given to all men if we'll receive him. Invite him in, this gift of love. Emmanuel, God with us, the salvation of all men. There's no greater love than his sacrifice, that he would lay down his life for his friend. His gift of love,
his gift of love,
wrapped up in a manger. His gift of love,
his gift of love,
for the friend and for the stranger. His gift of love, freely given to all men if we'll receive him. Invite him in, he's the gift of love.
Jesus,
the gift of love.
Jesus,
gift of love.